If you're in need of subsidized housing in Charlotte, chances are you'll have to add your name to a wait list. But your timing has to be right because wait lists can open for a short time and close for a very long time. This week, the Charlotte Housing Authority opened its wait list for Section 8 or Housing Choice vouchers for the first time in 7 years. And people scrambled to get a spot. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
Word travels fast when Section 8 voucher lists open. After all, it rarely happens. Christian Knox's grandmother rang her up right after seeing it on TV last weekend.
She called me last night. It was like, y'all going to put in an application? I was like, yeah.
So Knox showed up at the Bates Ford Library Monday afternoon with her Social Security card in hand to sign up online. She says she recently quit her job at CVS after she had a hard time finding someone to keep an eye on her 13-month-old son. She's taking community college classes and hoping someday to become a nurse.
I don't want to be living on it forever, but if I can get it now and then when I get my job, I'll pay rent. You know, I'm just trying to start somewhere. Like, this is just the start of my beginning.
10,000 people signed up that day in the hopes of landing one of nearly 5,000 housing choice vouchers the federal government offers through the CHA. The waitlist closes tonight at 5 o'clock, and it's not likely to open for many more years. Sean Williams oversees the CHA's voucher program. She says many cities have determined this is the best way to handle all the demand.
We just want to make sure that we have a list that's sufficient but not unrealistic for a family to think that they'll never have an opportunity for affordable housing.
In order to get a voucher, someone else has to leave the program. Williams says on average 18 vouchers become available every month. But many of those go back to people who already use them after they prove they're still eligible. The CHA has about 700 more vouchers to offer than when the waitlist opened 7 years ago. But the demand has also grown based on just the first day's signups. Sheila Crowley with the National Low Income Housing Coalition says getting on the Housing Choice waitlist is like entering a lottery.
It's really the luck of the draw if you end up getting housing assistance. And then you get a lot of assistance. You pay 30% of your income for your housing, and the voucher pays for the remainder of it.
The vouchers account for about half of the subsidized housing the CHA offers. There are other CHA waitlists open, but those are for spots in public housing developments. That's not as appealing to Knox, who wants to find a good home to raise her son.
I know with the voucher, you can go anywhere, and I'm going to try to find somewhere that's, you know, has some kind of standards.
She would still need to find a landlord willing to take the vouchers, which isn't always easy to do. The Housing Choice vouchers are the most popular subsidized housing the CHA offers. To qualify, applicants must make less than 30% of the area's median income. Homeless families, working families, veterans, the elderly, and victims of domestic violence get priority. Knox knows the wait list will be long, but she's still optimistic.
Something should happen, and I'm hoping soon.
Till then, she plans to share a room with her son in her mom's apartment. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.